AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The most direct testimony yet implicating Donald Trump in the hush money scheme that generated criminal charges against the former president. Julie Walker recaps today's testimony.
Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, telling jurors his boss had him pay Stormy Daniels $130,000 in 2016 to stay quiet about a sexual encounter, which Trump denies. Cohen testifying, Trump told him it would be a total disaster for the campaign if the story got out, and that Trump wasn't thinking about his wife, Melania, but the election. Jurors were shown that payment from Cohen, who took out a loan to do it, and then Trump's repayment, which prosecutors say was labeled legal expenses to cover up the hush money deal. Trump challenging that after court.
They have not come close to proving fraud or that any fraud has taken place.
Trump not directly commenting on Cohen, who's back on the witness stand Tuesday. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he and top Pentagon officials have been talking with their Ukrainian counterparts as Russian forces make a concerted push in the northeastern Kharkiv region.
A real triage effort to say, get us this stuff this fast so that we can be in a position to effectively defend against the Russian onslaught.
The governor of Kharkiv says only a few hundred residents remain in the town of Vovchansk, which is near the Russian border. In Gaza, the UN says nearly 500,000 people have fled the current fighting between Israel and Hamas in Rafah and in northern Gaza. In this country, crews have conducted a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore, a major step toward freeing the container ship that crashed into it. And health warnings in the upper Midwest and Montana for smoke from wildfires blazing out of control in Canada. This is AP News. 4 playoff games tonight, 2 in the NBA, 2 in the NHL, where the Rangers are trying to again eliminate the Hurricanes. Last night, the Panthers put the Bruins on the brink. Guthin Coolball was there.
The Panthers moved one win away from returning to the Eastern Conference Final after a 3-2 Game 4 win over the Bruins to take a 3-1 semifinal series lead. Alexander Barkov broke a 2-all tie with his wrister in front of the net with 12:29 remaining.
We just stick with it. We like how we played in the first period, even though they had 2 goals, but we like our chances. We just kept going, kept pushing.
Boston had opened a 2-0 lead after David Pastrnak and Brandon Carlo scored in the first. Anton Lundell's second period tally, followed by Sam Bennett's power play goal early in the third, tied it for Florida. Sergei Bobrovsky recorded 16 saves for the Panthers. Jeremy Swayman stopped 39 shots for the Bruins. Game 5 is Tuesday in Florida. Gethin Kulbaugh, Boston.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers! You still have time to score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Ship fast and easy, just in time for the holidays. Shop Wayfair Cyber Week now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.